This is episode 2 of my podcast, Tech in a Sec Podcast. Real original. Maybe I might change the name coming up here in the future, but for now, I'm back for episode 2. If you're not here for the first episode, I talked about all of the new stuff that Apple is bringing out for their devices related to education. That episode was called, Did You Bring Your Apple to Class? So if you want to hear that one again, you can either go to my blog, which is called TechInASec4Classrooms.Weebly.com, or go to SoundCloud.com and just look me up as Benjamin Feigt, F-E-I-G-H-T. And again, if you don't remember from the first episode, I am a third grade teacher. I have taught in an elementary classroom, third and fourth grade, for going on 8 years now, which makes me feel old, considering the fact that I just had my birthday yesterday. So, I'm coming to you live the day after my birthday. So, but anyways, for today's episode, what I wanted to try and bring back, I was thinking, what would be a good topic for episode number 2? And I was looking over my blog posts, and I found one that I did when I was going through the University of Northern Iowa for my master's degree in instructional technology, and this blog post was all about how to start a technology revolution in your school district. Kind of thinking along the lines, I've had a lot of people in the past in my 7 years of teaching, my prior 7 years of teaching, kind of come up to me because I was always the one who was, you know, super interested in computers and kind of looking at how can I take that passion and help introduce it to younger kids, especially since they're our future generation, and kind of help them learn how to use technology more efficiently and more appropriately. Because especially when you get into like middle school, high school age, those of you middle school, high school teachers, you could probably count all the times of all the Snapchats gone wrong, all of the other text messages, different things between students that you didn't want to go. So basically, bringing it back, what I talked about in this podcast, or in this blog post, sorry, in this blog post that I had, was what are some helpful tips that you would want to take to kind of help use some technology in your classroom, or possibly start something even bigger. Like for the district that I work for, we are actually going to a one-to-one. And if you don't know what that means, that basically means that each student in our district will be able to have a device for themselves. Now, in an elementary setting, they don't get to take them home. Okay, but anyways, going back to what I said back in this blog post back from July 18th, 2014, 4 years ago, I think still is relevant today. So let's get started. Okay. Way back when I was talking, I was trying to think of what would be the basic way of how I got started. So step one, when I wanted to start using some computers in my classroom, this is the biggest problem that a lot of new teachers, or teachers in general, kind of do. If they're super passionate about what they do, they want to try and take on the whole world. And again, like I said before, as a first-year teacher 7 years ago, that was my goal. I wanted to kind of conquer the world. I wanted to help every student. I wanted to, you know, build a passion for learning within all of them. I wanted to even help all of the parents and family members, because that's just kind of my mentality. But over the 7 years, I've learned, you know, you can't take on the whole world, or as they might have said in the past, Rome was not built in a day. You got to build it over time. You got to take pieces, lay that foundation. It's just like classroom expectations at the beginning of the year. You got to set the classroom rules or expectations, whatever you want to call it, for that good first chunk of the year, if you're going to have that good solid foundation for the rest. So what I usually tell people is, with regards to technology, is just pick one concept, one app even. Like if you're brand new to Google Drive, just pick, say, Google Docs. Take one topic or one concept, one app, and take a full month and focus your skills and time on that one thing so it's less daunting and becomes more fun. Because when you get to working with kids, especially as I have, the worst feeling is you stand up there and you're like, I don't know. I mean, it's good to be honest with the kids, but again, if you're trying to teach them something, you want to have kind of a heads up before you actually jump in. Okay? So just pick one concept. Second thing, don't be afraid to mess up. Okay? That's the biggest, one of the biggest things, especially why I kind of like working with elementary kids, is they can see through all, like, if you're trying to play a game with them, they see right through all of that. Okay? So it's better just to be honest with them from the beginning. Okay? Don't be afraid to mess up. I mean, I can count so many times in the past, like even when I first used Google Docs for the very first time with my kids, I didn't know all the features. I had some kids in a district I used to work for who they were technology wizards. So I'm getting up there and they're like, oh, can you do this with Google Docs? Can you do that with Google Docs? And I'm like, I can show you this. Like, I can show you how to change the font. Okay. I mean, it's okay because they saw that I was being totally honest with them and they were like, oh, well, did you know you can actually do this? And I learned from them. I mean, that's a teachable moment right there, is showing the kids that you're vulnerable enough to learn. I mean, you're learning on the spot too. You don't have to know everything. Like I said before in step one, just take a small chunk and master that. Because again, the kids will be there to help you, possibly even teach you some new things too that you didn't even know in the beginning. But it'll be super helpful if you can help them with that first part of that skill. Step three, don't be afraid to ask for help. Like I said before, I mean, if you have really awesome kids to work with, they might be able to even teach you some things, okay? Or go ask a colleague, ask a staff member. Heck, email me. I don't care. Okay? I'd be more than happy to help you. Okay? But a true teacher helps not just their students, but all people. So make some connections with some experts who've done it before. I mean, my first year of teaching, and even still today, I want to make sure I keep my door open and I go and try and ask people, hey, how did you do this with your students? Because I want to see if I can try it with mine. Now, keep in mind, all students are different, but again, if you have that solid foundation of connecting with other people, students and staff, that's going to help you out later on when you're trying to accomplish this goal that you had set up. Okay? So basically, that's it. I'll run through that one more time. Step one, learn one new technology concept or app. Take a full month, practice it. Step two, don't be afraid to mess up. Again, we're all human. We make mistakes. Just learn from them. Okay? Step three, don't be afraid to ask for help. Even ask the students, hey, does anybody know how to make this better? Because again, that brings them in and gives them some ownership of what they're doing in the classroom. There's no better feeling to have the kids help participate with you. Okay? So, that's all I have for you for episode two. This was a little shorter episode this week, but if you wanted to kind of help or continue on this conversation, like I said, go to my blog, which is techinasecforclassrooms.weebly.com, and I have plenty of other posts on how to get a technology revolution, as I like to call it, started in your classroom. Okay? I also have some other pretty cool stuff on there too, and if you want to see my first episode again, tell me what you think. Like I said, I'm brand new at this, so I want to keep getting better at this because I want to keep helping more people out. Okay? And like I said, in the future, maybe I can get some guests on here and we can kind of have some more conversations to kind of help spur some different thoughts or try some new things. So, like I said, this is Ben Fight for episode 2 of Tech in a Sec, the podcast, signing out. Catch you later.